A Pennsylvania environmental group is calling for a moratorium on data center development until lawmakers can adopt stricter policies. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple. Penn Future called for the pause on data center development across Pennsylvania, citing concerns like water use, electricity prices, and increased pollution. Patrick McDonnell is president and CEO of the organization. There are bills under consideration in the state legislature, like requiring developers to submit reports on expected water use or creating a model law that communities could adopt to set guidelines. I talked with McDonnell on Tuesday about how Penn Future views these efforts.
For some of those, they're good, but not nearly enough. There was just a bill amended yesterday in the House, House Bill 1834. We and other organizations and other legislators had extensive conversations about that. And now we have a bill that actually includes renewable requirements, making sure they're bringing their own energy, making sure if they're installing backup generators, that those generators are not going to be polluting and aren't going to be run all the time, that they truly, truly are emergency generators.
What's an example of something that you think should be a requirement that is not being considered or not being considered strongly enough, you think?
A couple things. I think one of the reasons data centers want to be here is that we're a water-rich state. There aren't a lot of guardrails around withdrawals. You know, we have basins like Susquehanna River Basin Commission that will put limits on things. But we don't really have that across the state and in a consistent manner. Having some real guardrails around withdrawal and the impacts of that.
What are your recommendations based on?
It's based on a number of things. Some of it's just our own experience. So with model ordinances, we had a lot of experience around distribution centers as the build out of that started to happen a few years ago. Some of it is based on just prior experience with issues like fracking across the state and how that impacted residents across the state and making sure we're getting ahead of that. And then, of course, we're learning from neighbors. Virginia has Data Center Alley, as they call it, and, you know, just these facilities right up against baseball fields, hearing the sound that they make. Imagine like a conversation like you and I are having right now at that volume, droning just on and on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in your backyard. It's important that we're hearing, seeing the experiences of our community members and making sure those are reflected in state and local policy.
So Penn Future is calling for a moratorium until some of these things can be discussed more or there can be stricter requirements. State Senators Katie Muth and Rosemary Brown want to enact a 3-year moratorium on what they call hyperscale data center development. In any case, is a moratorium, a pause on data center development in the state, realistic?
I think part of the answer is in the question. It's an issue where we're seeing people on both sides of the aisle supportive of taking some kind of pause here to really think through how we make sure our communities are not getting the worst impacts of this. Right now, in the rush to do it, part of the implicit admission here is we don't have adequate laws. We don't have adequate ordinances. We don't have adequate information.
So a moratorium would give people a chance to catch up.
It gives, frankly, the legislature a chance to pass good laws on this. Well, we're seeing some really good movement out of the House. We're not sure what's going to happen with that in the Senate. So making sure that pressure is kept on to make sure we're getting these good policies, good laws in place, I think is paramount.
Patrick McDonnell is president and CEO of Penn Future. There's more at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.